Welcome to AES Distance Learning Program. Today in this audio lecture, we are going to discuss potential energy, its types, and potential energy stored in a spring. So let's start with the potential energy. What is potential energy? Potential energy is due to the position or state of an object. There are two types of potential energy. Number one, gravitational potential energy, and the number two, elastic potential energy. The gravitational potential energy of an object is defined as the energy possessed by an object rose to a certain height against gravity. We shall formulate the gravitational energy with the help of an example. This example is given on the slide number 4. Here in the diagram, we have to lift an object from the ground to the point A, and height of A point from the ground is H. So here we need to do the work against the gravity to lift the object. So what will that work? Work is equal to force into displacement. And what is force? The force against gravity we are applying, and that force is equal to mg, and displacement is H. So W is equal to mgh. This is the formula for potential energy, and this is the work done by the object against the gravity. Next, we are going to discuss the SI unit of potential energy. The gravitational potential energy has the same unit as kinetic energy, that is kilogram meter square per second square. All the energy has the same unit and is measured in the joule. Next, we will take one example. In this example, we will show the gravitational energy does not depend on the distance traveled by the object, but the displacement is that the difference between the initial and the final height of the object. You can see this example in the slide number 5. Here you can see two diagrams are there. In the first diagram, path 1, it's a straight line. And in the second diagram, path B, path 2, and the body name is B. In this case, the path is curved path. So in these two diagrams, the path is different, but the potential energy is same. So we can say the potential energy only depends on the displacement, means initial and the final point. The difference between the initial and the final height of the object, you can say. Hence, the path along which the object has reached the height is not taken into consideration. In the example shown in the slide number 5, the gravitational potential energy for both the blocks A and B will be the same. Next type is elastic potential energy. Elastic potential energy is the energy stored in an object that can be compressed or stretched, such as rubber band, spring. These are examples of the elastic potential energy. Some more examples are there: a twisted rubber band that powers a toy plane, an archer starched bow, a bent diver's bow just before a diver dives in, coil, spring of a wind-up clock. All these are examples of the elastic potential energy. Formula for elastic potential energy is half kx square. U is equal to half kx square, where U is the elastic potential energy, k is the spring force constant, and x is the string stretch length in meter. This is given in the slide number 6, you can see there. Now we will derive the formula for elastic potential energy with the help of a spring. Now we will discuss the potential energy stored in a spring. Here we have considered a spring of negligible small mass. The diagram of this derivation is given in the page number 7. In this case, we have assumed a spring of negligible mass, and one end of the spring is attached to the rigid ball, and the another end of spring is attached to a block of mass m, which can move on smooth, frictionless horizontal surface. So in the diagram you can see the first position where x is equal to 0. This is initial position of the spring and the block. So in the next step, what we will do, we will stretch the string with the help of the block. And in this case, in the second diagram, in the second part of the diagram, you can see when we stretch the string that time, that string is displaced by the distance x, where x is equal to x naught we have assumed. So when we stretch the spring with the help of block by applying the external force, so that time a restoring force is generated in the spring, which will try to bring back the spring to its initial position. Similarly, if we compress the string, so that time we need to apply the external force on that. And because of the property of the restoring force of the spring, it will again try to regain its original positions. So you can see here, in the case of stretching, we have right here x is, we have written here x is equal to x naught, and in the third part of the diagram we have mentioned here x is equal to minus x naught in the case of compression. Now we have to find the total work done in the case of stretching or compression. So now let us consider the work done for a small distance dx. So first of all, we will calculate the work done for the small distance, and after that we will take integration and we will calculate the work done for a x distance. So before doing that, we will discuss the Hooke's law. What is Hooke's law? Hooke's law, according to Hooke's law, the restoring force generated in the spring depends on the displacement. So you can write F is equal to minus kx. Firstly, the restoring force is directly proportional to the displacement, and F is equal to minus kx. Here negative sign is there in equation number 1 because restoring force is acting in the opposite direction. So in this case, when we want to apply the, when we want to stretch the spring, we need to apply the external force, and that external force should be equal in magnitude and opposite to the direction of the force. So here basically we are using Hooke's law. So we can write F external is equal to kx. Both are equal and opposite, so negative and negative will cancel out each other. So this is the force value. Now we have to find the work done when we want to elongation and compression of a spring. Okay, and that time we have to find the potential energy. So firstly we need to find the work done. So work done we will calculate for the small distance, that is dx. So what will the work done? Force, that is external force into displacement, and external force and the displacement both are in the same direction while we are stretching the spring. So that time what is work done? Work done is equal to force into displacement. And what is Fex? That we already derived from the Hooke's law. You can substitute F external is equal to kx dx. So this is the work done. Now we'll substitute the limits and we will integrate it. So after integration we will get W is equal to half kx square. So this is the work done which is stored as a spring elastic potential energy. You can see the diagram in the next step how kinetic energy and the potential energy of spring is varied. In the figure, you can see here the dotted line represent the kinetic energy and the dark line represent the potential energy. And one straight line is there that represent the total of kinetic and potential energy. You can see in the diagram which is given on the page number 11, the dotted line is there and that is your total energy. The dark curve, you can see that upper point of dark curve represent the maximum potential energy, and corresponding to that dark point, dark line, you can see your kinetic energy is minimum. Next, you can see when your kinetic energy is maximum, your potential energy is minimum. And the third point is there again, potential energy is maximum and kinetic energy is maximum. So you will get this kind of graph. When potential energy is maximum, kinetic energy is zero and vice versa. Dear children, the remaining portion of this chapter we will learn in the next module. Thank you.